11. 闸北区2015年初三英语模拟练习
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. After class, we like to talk about our favorite comic strips together.
After class, we like to talk about our favorite comic strips together.
2. These days, Mark is looking forward to keeping a dog as his pet.
These days, Mark is looking forward to keeping a dog as his pet.
3. The two brothers played computer games excitedly in the living room.
The two brothers played computer games excitedly in the living room.
4. Because of her excellent skill, Helen won the skiing competition in the end.
Because of her excellent skill, Helen won the skiing competition in the end.
5. After a long time of rest,Tom was able to walk around with his family.
After a long time of rest, Tom was able to walk around with his family.
6. It's said that the pyramids were built by aliens instead of the ancient Egyptians.
It's said that the pyramids were built by aliens instead of the ancient Egyptians.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Did you borrow any interesting books from the school library?
Yes, here they are. 5 in all.
Question. How many books did the girl borrow? Did you borrow any interesting books from the school library?
Yes, here they are. 5 in all.
Question.How many books did the girl borrow?
8. When will we have the exam, on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Neither. The headmaster says we will have the exams on Thursday and Friday.
That's good. I'll have enough time to prepare for them.
Question. When will they start to have the exam?
When will we have the exam, on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Neither.The headmaster says we will have the exams on Thursday and Friday.
That's good. I'll have enough time to prepare for them.
Question. When will they start to have the exam? 9. How much is the jacket?
It was $100 last week, but you can pay only half for it now because the season has changed.
Question. How much is the jacket now? How much is the jacket?
It was $100 last week, but you can pay only half for it now because the season has changed.
Question. How much is the jacket now?
10. Excuse me, where is Mr. Smith's office?
It's on the 6th floor, but the lift can only go to the 5th, so you'll have to use the stairs to reach there. It's the 4th room on the left.
Question. On which floor is Mr. Smith's office?Excuse me, where is Mr. Smith's office?
It's on the 6th floor, but the lift can only go to the 5th, so you'll have to use the stairs to reach there. It's the 4th room on the left.
Question. On which floor is Mr. Smith's office?
11. How are we going to Shanghai Museum?
Let's go there by car.
Why not ride bicycles there? It's good for our health and also keeps the air clean.
All right.
Question. How will they go to Shanghai Museum? How are we going to Shanghai Museum?
Let's go there by car.
Why not ride bicycles there? It's good for our health and also keeps the air clean.
All right.
Question. How will they go to Shanghai Museum?
12. Good morning. Can I help you?
Well, I'd like to send some books to my cousin. He lives in Hangzhou.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place? Good morning, can I help you?
Well, I'd like to send some books to my cousin. He lives in Hangzhou.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place?
13. What's wrong with you?
I don't feel well and cough day and night.
Take the medicine and you'll be all right soon.
Question. Who are the two speakers?
What's wrong with you?
I don't feel well and cough day and night.
Take the medicine and you'll be all right soon.
Question. Who are the two speakers?
14. Hi, Rose. Welcome back. How was your trip?
Great. It was really nice to get away from the city for a while.
What do you think of London?
I like it better than I thought. It's very clean and it has got lots of trees. The problem is the bus services.
Question. What does the woman mean? Hi, Rose. Welcome back. How was your trip?
Great. It was really nice to get away from the city for a while.
What do you think of London?
I like it better than I thought. It's very clean and it has got lots of trees. The problem is the bus services.
Question. What does the woman mean? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Stonehenge, a rock circle, is not only one of Britain's most famous historical places, but also one of its greatest wonders. Every year it receives more than 750,000 visitors. People like to go to this place, especially in June, as they want to see the sun rising on the longest day of the year. For many years, historians believe Stonehenge was a temple where ancient leaders tried to communicate with the gods. However, historian Paul Stocker thinks this can't be true because Stonehenge was built so many centuries ago. The leaders arrived in England much later, he points out. Another popular idea is that Stonehenge might be a kind of calendar. The large stones were put together in a certain way. On Midsummer's morning, the sun shines directly into the center of the stones. Other people believe the stones have a medical purpose. They think the stones can prevent illness and keep people healthy. As you walk there, you can feel the energy from your feet move up your body, said one visitor. No one is sure what Stonehenge was used for, but most agree that the place of the stones must be for a special purpose. Some even think it was built to celebrate a success over an enemy. In 2001, a group of English volunteers tried to build another Stonehenge, but they couldn't. We don't really know who built Stonehenge, says Paul Stocker, and perhaps we might never know, but we do know that they must have been hardworking and great planners.
请再听一遍。
Stonehenge, a rock circle, is not only one of Britain's most famous historical places, but also one of its greatest wonders. Every year it receives more than 750,000 visitors. People like to go to this place, especially in June, as they want to see the sun rising on the longest day of the year. For many years, historians believe Stonehenge was a temple where ancient leaders tried to communicate with the gods. However, historian Paul Stocker thinks this can't be true because Stonehenge was built so many centuries ago. The leaders arrived in England much later, he points out. Another popular idea is that Stonehenge might be a kind of calendar. The large stones were put together in a certain way. On Midsummer's morning, the sun shines directly into the center of the stones. Other people believe the stones have a medical purpose. They think the stones can prevent illness and keep people healthy. As you walk there, you can feel the energy from your feet move up your body, said one visitor. No one is sure what Stonehenge was used for, but most agree that the place of the stones must be for a special purpose. Some even think it was built to celebrate a success over an enemy. In 2001, a group of English volunteers tried to build another Stonehenge, but they couldn't. We don't really know who built Stonehenge, says Paul Stocker, and perhaps we might never know, But we do know that they must have been hardworking and great planners. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
By the West Lake in the city of Hangzhou, there is a small statue of a traveler. His name was Marco Polo. Marco Polo grew up in the city of Venice, in present-day Italy. In 1271, when he was 17 years old, he set off on a journey to Asia with his father and uncle, and did not return home until 24 years later. His travels took him across Asia, along the Silk Road,and throughout China. He loved Hangzhou so much that he described it as the finest city in the world. When Polo finally returned to Venice, there was a war, and he was caught. While he was behind bars, he told the story of his travels to another man there. The man wrote the stories in the book called The Travels of Marco Polo. Because of the interesting descriptions of Asian life in the book,Polo's travels soon became well-known in Europe. The stories gave many Europeans their first look at the life and culture of the people in Asia. Polo told of many amazing things that were unknown to Europe, such as paper money. He also wrote about China's development, with its large cities and systems of communication. His book made Europeans more and more interested in the East.It also influenced many other explorers, including Christopher Columbus. Polo died in 1324. His last words were, I did not tell half of what I saw.
请再听一遍。
By the West Lake in the city of Hangzhou, there is a small statue of a traveler. His name was Marco Polo. Marco Polo grew up in the city of Venice, in present-day Italy.In 1271, when he was 17 years old, he set off on a journey to Asia with his father and uncle, and did not return home until 24 years later. His travels took him across Asia, along the Silk Road, and throughout China. He loved Hangzhou so much that he described it as the finest city in the world. When Polo finally returned to Venice, there was a war,and he was caught. While he was behind bars, he told the story of his travels to another man there. The man wrote the stories in the book called The Travels of Marco Polo. Because of the interesting descriptions of Asian life in the book, Polo's travels soon became well known in Europe. The stories gave many Europeans their first look at the life and culture of the people in Asia.Polo told of many amazing things that were unknown to Europe, such as paper money. He also wrote about China's development, with its large cities and systems of communication. His book made Europeans more and more interested in the East. It also influenced many other explorers, including Christopher Columbus. Polo died in 1324. His last words were,I did not tell half of what I saw.
第一部分听力到此结束，请同学们继续做题。